This is Joe Garcia. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow, and I'm going to read a brief introductory excerpt from an unpublished 6,000-word article I wrote for Wall City Magazine. San Quentin administration decided it was too controversial and pulled it right before we went to print. Nevertheless, it's a true story entitled Pride, Prejudice, Preference. Prisoners who walk San Quentin's lower yard can't help but notice Brian and Jerry. Over the last 2 years, the two men have become obvious fixtures of their prison community. Many guys choose not to speak with them. Some look at them with contempt-filled judgment. But everyone knows who they are, or at least thinks they know what they are. Jerry, however, remains unsure. Yet no matter what strange new thoughts dance through his head on any given day, he can't deny his love for Brian, a love both riveting and unexpectedly romantic. Their story started along the narrow walkways of North Block in the summer of 2018. Brian arrived at San Quentin unsure how, as an openly gay young man, he would be received by the incarcerated male population. The cops just looked at me when I first got arrested and asked, "Are you gay?" Of course I told them, "Yeah," he said. Because of that, they kept me housed separately. When they told me I was going to San Quentin, I thought, "Oh my God, are they going to kill me?" The unabashed homosexual glint in Brian's eye initially caught many San Quentin prisoners off guard. Was it their imagination? Was this kid weird or something? Or was he just extremely gay? As Brian tentatively mingled with neighbors in his new surroundings, Jerry's tattooed face and hyperactive demeanor instantly caught the young man's attention. Brian wanted to talk body ink and everything else with Jerry, but he didn't want to offend him by flirting. "I loved his confidence and how he looked me directly in the eye," said Brian. I told him, "Hey, you know I'm gay, right?" He told me he wasn't tripping. Once they started interacting, Brian seemed to pop up everywhere. "It was creepy and awkward at first," said the 39-year-old Jerry, "but right away I began to see it as kind of flattering. It got me confused and very surprised with myself. I enjoy his company, his friendship, even his strange, creepy ways." The two men's constant association began to draw derisive remarks. Now neighbors began jokingly calling Jerry Fruit Loop and assuming things about him that hadn't even happened. When it was pointed out vocally that Jerry and Brian were showering right next to each other often, Jerry laughed it off. "I'm not gay, damn it. I'm just bi-curious." Jerry has been adamant about this point of distinction. He maintains to this day that he is not attracted to men, nor has his interest in women waned. "I still have the same attraction toward females, so it's confusing. No, he does not love men, just Brian. Unconditionally and unbelievably just Brian."